know. But when he played them to me, they conveyed a very definite impression.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave them the title that this impression,
uh-huh.
you know, conveyed to me. And usually I think I hit it right. At one time, you know, much later, when Eric composed his piano sonata, when the second movement seemed to me like a dialogue with God, and when it was played, Hugo Strelitzer came to me and he said, that is like a dialogue with God, you know?
Good
and
heavens.
So, so I think the impression that I got and that the piece conveyed to me was there so very strongly, that regardless, that it wasn't only conveyed to me, it was generally conveyed.
Well, maybe you can give us an idea of what some of these moods were and some of the titles you gave. We don't have to give all. There were 13 in all that eventually got published and 4 others that didn't. So we have a large set there of 17. But just a few examples, maybe.
Well, one was like an old legend, and one was on the tricycle, and it really, I think, conveyed quite clearly. You know, Barbara was at that time had this little tricycle, and she was going up and down the little lane there, and before the house, and Eric watched her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just came out in the piece. And one was, I called the teacher, because it was in a kind of fugal way, and it seemed to repeat, just like children would repeat after their teacher.
Uh-huh.
And things like this. And one was the factory, and it was quite clearly, you know, all these little wheels spinning, you know, in a factory.
Yeah, and this, unlike the song Try, this is really a rather pleasant machine piece.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the overtone of horror or perhaps fear of the machine that Try did, or that a future piece is to have. Do you think it might be possible, too, you say that this thinking in terms of the piano, Eric thought he had a better chance for publication, and that turned out to be true. Could it also be that he viewed these piano miniatures as a substitute for the art song, which he'd abandoned after leaving Austria?
I think it might be, because it was really not only Barbara, so the pieces, he called the pieces, and I think that was his own name, Pieces for Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was his own childhood he was thinking too, because there are quite a few soldier pieces which
had
nothing
to do
with
march rhythms,
which had nothing to do, and which must have been his own boyhood, because all boys like to play soldier, and what his brothers might have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not him.
Well, go ahead.
No.
Two things are of interest in this cycle above and beyond the musical interest of the pieces, which is considerable. One of these is the fact that a recording remains made by Eric. What were the circumstances of getting affiliated with this project, or how did it come about?
There was, of course, Eric was trying to get his pieces performed, and wherever we read in the paper or so about conductors who would be likely to perform modern music, we would try to contact and write. And so we had written to a man by the name of Adler, who was conductor of the Syracuse Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric had sent him scores, and he had written back in a very encouraging and friendly manner, and liked the scores very much, and was going to do them. And then he wrote Eric that he was now engaged in a project where he was making records, and he wanted to do, I think, one of the orchestral pieces, Ulysses, I think, on records. But he also said that maybe smaller pieces should be done.
I see.
And so Eric proposed the songs for the pieces for Barbara and the children's songs. And he played most of the pieces for Barbara himself.
Mm-hmm.
But there were four that were very difficult, and where he thought that maybe on record his technique, which was one of illusion, so to say, he created the illusion of the thing, but it was pianistically